Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I want to start out next week here. I will be at the KFYR Egg Expo at the Civic Center here in Bismarck. Stop on in, say hi, and talk some commodities and crop insurance. There's a lot of new stuff going on this year that we could go over. Now, looking into the markets, another crazy day on all ends of the spectrum. You got the outside markets that were under extreme pressure all week, all of a sudden finding a lot of life today. And then the grains that were looking pretty good all week today, now seeing a lot of profit. Taking some buy the rumor, sell the fact on that soybean tweet. And then you have cattle just all over the place continuously. Now, looking at the grains, we have Kansas March wheat down 7¾ cents at 5.30¾. May off 7½ at 5.42. Chicago March wheat down 6½ at 5.28. May down 6 at 5.38. Minneapolis March off 2 cents, 5.69, and May down 2 at 5.82. On the corn side, we got lower here, March down 5½ at 4.29, May down 5¼ at 4.38, December new crop down 4 cents at 4.57. Now onto the beans. After some 70-cent rally here in the last 3 days, we have seen, that was from high to low. Now the spike this morning, we have since fallen down. We are down on the day here a little bit from a 20-some-cent higher rally this morning. The rumor is that China did secure two cargoes of beans. Now they secured them for late summer of this 2026 year. So now a lot of speculation as to when are they going to actually secure this additional 8 million metric tons. Is it going to be sooner than later? According to that cargo purchase, it's not. But nonetheless, the buy the rumor, sell the fact is in full swing here. Brought beans down from their highs today. March up 4 cents only now, 11.14 from their high of 11.37. May up 3 cents at 11.27 themselves. July up 3 cents at 11.38. Now on the March, bean oil, we're down 31 cents, 55.32. Meal up 3 cents at 303.10. Now canola March down $1.90. We have them at 661.10 Canadian.
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221.
Now on to the cattle. Cattle trade, we have light trade at 245 in Kansas and 244 in Nebraska. That's a pretty good trade numbers there. We do have the index today down 71 cents on the feeders at 374.45. Now the big news overnight with the cattle trade was Trump signing the deal with Argentina that included the quota extension or the increase in the amount of beef they can import into the U.S. from what was 20,000 metric tons all the way up to 100,000 metric tons. Now that number back in October when the market collapsed on all this news about this beef importing from Argentina, that was a 20 to an 80,000 metric ton increase. He did add another 20,000 to that here just yesterday. So market could have been scared on that. The algos could have been scared on that on the import of beef like they were the last time, but instead today they weren't. I think the cash market's really taken full shine here and watching that climb higher, pulling the futures with it. April live cattle up $1.67 here at 237.20. Feb's up 225 at 237.45. August up $1.12 at 231.85. On the feeders, March up 350 at 367.92. They were up as much as I thought 750 on the day here a little while ago. Have since been correcting. April up $1.87 at 362.90. On your November's here, only up $1.17 now at 348.47. Over to crude oil, up $1 a barrel here at 64.09. On the Dow, pushing a lot higher, up 1,176 points at 50,055. Dollar index down 36 cents, 97.49. Gold up 187 an ounce at 4,967. Silver, good day here, almost up 10% on the day, up $6.93 an ounce, 77.32. And Bitcoin coming alive from the grave of a low of 60,000 last night, up to 6,700 on the day to 70,000. Talk to you guys later.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.